Okay, then talking about the pathology, when we do the histopathology, what picture do the pseudolymphoma represents? When the B cell pseudolymphoma is present, then there will be a nodular pattern, and in T cell type of pseudolymphoma, nodular or band-like pattern can be seen. But the difference between the pseudolymphoma is the lymphoma is that the mitotic figures are few and no or minimal ataxia can be seen in these. In B cell proliferation, the germinal centers may or may not be present, but if the germinal centers are present, they have macrophages in them. The T cell pseudolymphomas usually do not show any epidermatopism, which is a feature of the lymphoma. Further extending this, when we do the immunophenotypic studies, normal T cell phenotype can be seen in the immunophenotypic studies with a mixed kappa and gamma expression. When the germinal centers are present, the BCL2 expression does not take place in the B cell pseudolymphomas. Furthermore, the T cell receptor and the immunoglobulin gene analysis show a polyclonal pattern, which is not a feature of the lymphomas. Sometime and rarely, they may show monoclonal pattern, which is a feature of the neoplasia or neoplastic proliferation, that is lymphoma.